When Donald Walsh first saw the Trieste, he wasn't impressed.
It had just arrived in San Diego, so it was all disassembled. So it was on this big flat barge, and it looked like an explosion in a boiler factory. I mean, there's pieces, and I couldn't make any sense out of it. I looked down at all these bits, and I was thinking, well, good luck to them.
Walsh was then a Navy lieutenant and aide to the commander of a fleet of submarines. He went with the commander to inspect the Trieste. The idea was to advance ocean science by taking the vessel to the ocean floor at a depth of 11,000 meters, deeper than Mount Everest is high. Walsh says he volunteered for the mission.
What better demonstration of the safety of this platform than to go to the deepest place in the ocean and come back? And perfectly intact and in working order.
The Trieste is a bathyscaph, or a free-diving, self-propelled submersible, one of just two in the world in the 1950s. We meet Walsh today at the U.S. Naval Museum in Washington, where the 1950s-era bathyscaph is on permanent display. It's an impressive craft. The Trieste is over 16 meters long, and its gasoline-filled flotation chambers, deck, rails, and conning tower make it look a bit like a submarine.
Basically, it is an underwater balloon. You've got two parts to it. You've got the balloon here, which is this long cylindrical object, and that's filled with a lighter-than-water substance, which is aviation gasoline. Oil floats on water. So you get buoyancy or lift. And then beneath the balloon, you have a cabin for the fragile humans.
That cabin is a 14-ton spherical steel capsule, only 2 meters in diameter, with a single half-meter-wide circular plastic window for viewing. There's just enough room for two people. On Trieste Historic Dive, the co-pilots would be Walsh and Swiss scientist Jacques Picard, whose father, Auguste Picard, had designed the craft. In late December 1959, Walsh recalls, he and Picard headed to Guam to begin a series of test dives.
By the time we got to January of 1960, the month of the deepest dive, we had pretty well familiar with all the workings of this thing. So we had gradually worked our way down, if you will.
On January 23, 1960, the Trieste began its mission in rough seas. Walsh says it descended cautiously through bioluminescent particles and ocean layers of gray, then black, at about 1 meter per second. Things went smoothly until the Trieste was 9.5 kilometers down, when Walsh says they heard a muted bang.
We didn't know at the time what it was. We just knew they were still alive and everything was functioning well. All our instruments, indicators said that the dive was progressing just fine, so we proceeded.
That bang, it turned out, was a crack in the plexiglass viewing window. Luckily, it didn't leak, and the Trieste arrived intact at the deepest point in the Pacific Ocean's Mariana Trench, a ravine called Challenger Deep. Their descent had taken 4 hours and 48 minutes.
Just before we landed, we saw a flatfish about a foot long. That flatfish would be like a halibut or a sole. That's a bottom-dwelling creature, and it was a fairly high-order marine vertebrate, so that was important to see.
But the landing churned up so much sediment that the 20 minutes the aquanauts spent on the ocean floor was, as Walsh describes it, like swimming in a bowl of milk. The Trieste ascended safely, completing the round-trip mission in just over 8 hours. Walsh understates the accomplishment.
It was just another day at the office, a longer day.
But by the end of that day, the co-pilots were being heralded as heroes who had opened a new era of ocean exploration. Both men remained active in the field for decades. Jacques Picard died in 2008 at the age of 86. Walsh says the Trieste was the blueprint that others would follow.
Almost everything we did on here was a first. Not because we were pioneers or inventors. It was literally, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. We needed something, we had to invent it.
That state-of-the-art technology included underwater lights, cameras, motors, and electrical systems.
Everything on here was new.
Filmmaker and explorer James Cameron will make the journey solo in a unique torpedo-shaped submersible, a one-person craft he helped design with a team of engineers over the past 8 years. Unlike most submersibles, the tiny sub is oriented vertically, and it uses lighter materials like super strong structural foam to improve buoyancy and to withstand the enormous deep sea pressures. Cameron says he hopes to unlock a few more mysteries about life at the ocean bottom.
We know very little about the species that live down there. We know very little about the distribution of the biological communities. We don't know how these animals have adapted to living under this unbelievable pressure that exists down there.
Cameron will film and collect samples on the seafloor for about 6 hours before returning to the surface. When he does, his achievement will owe much to that pioneering dive a half century before by the crew of the Trieste. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.